what I've done to his wife. Left her to go crazy. Please, please.
Hello, please.
Hello, I'm getting attacked in my house still, and I'm being held hostage still. I've got my neighbours banging at me again, attacking me, and I'm recording it with my video evidence in my flat. My camera's on 24 hours, and the police won't protect me. I've got video evidence of them attacking me continuously throughout the last few years. I've got video evidence of me knocking on their doors in a sensible way, asking them to act responsibly. They don't act responsibly. They keep having neglectful. The Mafia, the Mark and you family. They're a family that I helped once when they first moved onto the estate. I see the gentleman getting grabbed by the throat by another resident that lives in the building next to me. I took it upon myself to get involved and stop their problem. So what I done is, I said to the young gentleman had Matthew Edigan, the adult, by the throat about 2 weeks after he moved into the block. I said to the young gentleman who he lived in the block opposite.
You're through to 999. What's happening now? What's the emergency now?
They're continuously banging at me when I'm in my house. If I'm on the phone to you now, I'm recording this. You can hear them banging in the background at me. If I
Where are they?
Above me in 117, and I've got videos of them banging at me continuously. Every time I was writing a model constitution, they were banging, and it's damaging my work. Every time I'm writing my court defences to defend myself, they're banging and they're damaging my work. The council's left them there to continue to do this to me. I've lost a child because of this. I had an unborn child in another woman's stomach in my flat. It's a breach of Article 5, Article 2, the right to life. It's a breach of Article 5, the right to security and liberty. The breach of Article 13, the right to a private and family life. And the breach of Article 1.2.1, the enjoyment to my privacy of my own family home. It's everything that you sort of set up for. My address is 109 Burncroft Avenue, and you can hear them banging as I'm talking to you now.
So it's more of a neighbour dispute then?
No, because there was a joint circular in the police, they decided to cause a sex scandal in mine and my partner's name. And they decided to cause this sex scandal using the DPA, using my personal data, when there was nothing ever wrong with me. And basically now my neighbours started to attack me because of this, because my name got tarnished, the definition of my character. And then I kept phoning the police, asking the police to represent me in a responsible way. And they kept, like, they were saying to me, you're getting robbed, we don't care. And I've got the recordings of this, I've transcribed them, put them into reports. They're saying, we don't care. I'm speaking to the line managers and to everybody on the phone. And I've got sergeants phoning me, telling me that I've been robbed and there's nothing I can do about it. I've recorded it all. I don't think it's fair. I think it's very unfair that I've been put into this position, all because of a load of timestamps from your call centre were wrong, and because there was no signatures on the MG11 forms. And because I raised these issues with yourselves, then Sarah Fletcher and everyone's entangled my personal information. Me and my partner have never argued. Me and Shannon, or none of my partners, have never had an argument. I've got all the texts till 2016, and them attacking me. It's not fair. Yeah, I've had police come here and I've shown them, I've got loads of video recordings of me showing them my medical notes in 2014 and showing that there was nothing wrong with me, showing them the paperwork that there was no signatures on the ASBO application on the MG11 forms and it was illegal without no first-hand evidence to do this to me, and that they're using their powers, abuse of position, to hold me in a scandal. and a conspiracy against me. It was bias in their decisions to have meetings with the other party and not ever have a meeting with me, and no one's ever sat down and gone through my evidence with me.
Okay, what do you want the police to do today then?
Why I would like, because I'm my life is in danger because of what they're doing. Physical or mental torture, yeah, degrading torture under Article 3 means by any state official or any person, that any treatment that is degrading, humiliating, or at least amounts to suffering will amount to torture. And that's what it says. So this clearly is torture that I'm going through, physical or mental torture. And I'm asking you to arrest these people under your Reforms Act. And I'm asking for you to allow me to take them to court. And I would like prosecution brought against them for what they've done and the video evidence I've held. I'd like a fair line of investigation brought against them. I believe that they attempt to murder me. They're using the fixtures of the buildings continuously. They're going back to them, picking up the floor and hitting me and using them again. My heart, I keep having heart attacks in my house, and I swear my life on this. Yeah, it's made me not eat. Every time I'm going to the toilet in the morning, I'm being sick every morning. She can hear me, and she sits above me, stamping her feet above my head and flushing the toilet when I'm being sick. I can feel myself being more and more sick, and my heart hurting me more. And yous are allowing, well, the police have allowed this to continue to happen to the extent where I'm writing to the MPs. All the MPs are involved. Rob Leake, all the executive directors, they've all just run out of office, half of them have. And I don't think it's fair that no one will arrest these people. Anything, any way that can help get this problem solved and the right things to happen, I'd be happy to anticipate him with him.
Or would you rather go into a police station?
Right now, I don't really feel comfortable in going to the police station. And then, right now, I've got a 10 o'clock curfew. I'm not allowed to go and work with any borough. I've wrote to every borough because of this organisation of illegal raves application. Saying I was never arrested for. If it's illegal, I should be arrested. Sally Gilhurst, I've got her on recording, and she's the executive director of Hugh Gill Slizzards. And I'm explaining to her, look, the timestamps are wrong. The 999 called us all white people and all white females committed this crime, and I'm mixed race. You know these things. Please call the meeting, an EGM meeting, and just go under trespass. Forget all the corruption. I've noticed too much in it. Just go to use about the sections being on the door and drop this case. Then the coppers are okay, and I'm okay, and I can get on with my life. But right now I can't do that, and I'm stuck in this house. No one would face up to disciplinary action. I'm scared to walk out my front door before 10 o'clock. I'm scared to walk out my front door after 10 o'clock because I'm on curfew. They're hiding guns. All the police officers, well, I was working in the community hall. Lucky I gave the keys back to them, because 2 weeks later they started scribbling out there's all hidden guns and that in the community hall, and I would have got responsibility blamed for it. The police have been running around setting me up for serious things. And I've got the evidence towards it all. If someone stole a Mars bar from a shop, you would send somebody to that shop over a Mars bar. I'm explaining to you that Sally Gilhurst, the executive director of this country, falsified an application as well outside my house. She forgot to arrest me for it and called the application the Organisation of Illegal Raves. When I went to court, I went there defending myself under the Organisation of Illegal Raves for the judge not to be able to prove any illegal concept, that anything that was illegal in it. I've got the transcript. She says she can't prove nothing illegal. So I didn't get a fair trial, she still gave me the ASBO. When I went home, I got upset, looked and noticed all your timestamps to your call centre all go backwards, like CAD 500's got a 2 o'clock timestamp, then CAD 525 all of a sudden has a timestamp of 1 o'clock. This is impossible to happen. There's supposed to be counter rules to NSIR in your call centres, and these things, that this is fraudulent activity under the Fraudulent Companies Act. Somebody has handmade them paperwork. I don't believe it's on your call centre side. I believe someone's added extra paperwork into the response bundle, into the application, and that's why these timestamps keep going backwards in the CADs. There's no first-hand evidence. There's no signatures at the bottom of the witness statements, and most of the incidents, the people are admitting to being white in it. So I don't see why I'm being held for 7 years for this, and I've done a year for the gazebo before that, gazebo case which I won. That's 8 years of my life in 30s. I'm not allowed to hire no sound equipment to any person without Enfield Council's authority. I wrote to the other 32 boroughs and their licensing departments, and they've looked at the application and said this application is illegal, it's a breach of my human rights. I've got emails of every licensing department, Lambeth, you name them, Camden, and they've said that this council and this police force need to take this back because I have to go on a special committee with every one of them to get my personal license to hold a fence. I won't go to Enfield Council and work with them because they've allowed these people to attack me, the Matthew Elligans and everybody, and to do a sex scandal in mine and Shannon's name when we've never even had an argument to date, yeah? And now... What, has the police put the phone down on you? Put the phone down?
They've put the phone down on me.
They've run. You're BT now. I like you. Like BT, you're alright. You shouldn't throw chops at people in your adverts, though. You shouldn't throw chops. It's not nice. It's discrimination against people.
Do you want me to put you back through to the
police? No, I'm alright. I've had enough of recording them. Alright, you have a good day, love. Alright,
bye. Alright, bye.
Crazy people work. Ozzy. You're a pussy, Ozzy. Well, you couldn't manage nothing. You can't even manage yourself. Sitting with your benefits, you pussy. I know why your wife walked away from you, and so does everybody else. To walk with some of your kids, that's a big thing, bruh. And leave you locked in. I'm telling you, I know why they done it, she done it to you. Don't tell me nothing. Sitting there banging at walls like that. That's ridiculous. Make some money and look after your family. I'm not eavesdropping into my house. I wouldn't have it, even if it wasn't me, I wouldn't have it. I'd go upstairs, I'd go wherever, and everyone would solve the problem. Attacking me is incorrect. bored, bro. You mug. Banging at me. But self-defense, I can do what I want. I'm going to go and get them to find out why they keep doing it. Watch.